We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All across the Mountain State, this is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Welcome to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers. Today's show is also brought to you by Farmer Klein & Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECinc.com, that's CECinc.com. In addition to Coach Brown's weekly comments, we'll hear from West Virginia assistant coaches and key Mountaineer players. Now, let's talk Mountaineer football alongside the Wolfman Dale Wolfley. Here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you, Mountaineer Nation. Welcome to Baylor Bears Week here on MSN. Neil Brown's press conference show brought to you by our friends at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration is just moments away. Dan Zangrilli, the Wolfman, Dale Wolfley, glad to have you along. West Virginia is 1-1, disappointing, and nobody is going to sugarcoat it. A tough loss down in Stillwater, Wolf. Too many penalties, too many MAs. I'm sure that the head coach will address all of that coming up here momentarily. But now a fresh slate, 0-1 in conference play, yes. But I think you take a lot of tough lessons learned down in Stillwater. You have an opportunity to get right back at it at noon on Saturday against a Baylor team that's in transition. Yes, they did put up some points against Kansas. However, it's a team that has a new head coach and a team here that I think West Virginia has an opportunity to punch in the mouth. Played them very tough down in Waco last year and an opportunity to get things right here.
Yeah, Danny, and last week was a tough loss, and there's no doubt, but it was a good team. They lost to a good team, and you said that they're going to learn something. They certainly are. And the great thing that I love about the Big 12, of course, is that the next week you have another opportunity to make a strike.
Sure do.
And although you are 0-1 in conference play, you know, go ahead and beat the Baylor Bears, start improving, get things going. Once again, it's a youthful team. 29 players have been playing the first two games for the Mountaineers. So, I mean, let's take it in perspective. And, you know, it's all relative. And I was disappointed. Neil Brown was certainly disappointed. And there's no doubt about it. And he's not going to sugarcoat it, as you said. He's going to tell you straight up. You know, he's going to come in, he's going to say, well, what's the good and what's the bad? Start off with the bad, probably, right? Isn't that what he does? And then he tells you the bad and the good, offense, defense, special teams. And he's going to lay it straight out. And not only is he telling Mountaineer Nation this in his press conference, but he's telling his team that as well. time to get it together, boys. Time to get up and grow up and play Big 12 football.
All right, and we'll talk to a couple of others inside the Mountaineer locker room. An assistant coach, Jared Parker, will be stopping by the program, and the man with the only touchdown for WVU. Offensively, it was the big 70-yard reception from Winston Wright, a WVU wideout, will be joining us as well. So stay with us. Directly ahead, we will go inside the team room via Zoom, and you'll hear from the head coach of the Mountaineers, Neil Brown's press conference show directly ahead with Dale Wolfley. I'm Dan Zangrilli. Returning in just a moment, now this from our friends at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official cleaning and restoration company of the West Virginia Mountaineers.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
You're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the Mountaineers. Now, it's time to hear from Coach Brown.
Neil Brown stepping to the podium here in a mere moment. Dan and Wolf back upstairs here in the network television booth at Mountaineer Field at Milam Pushkar Stadium. A little bit later on, Jared Parker will be stopping by just past the bottom of the hour. And we'll also chat with Winston Wright, who you remarked on our radio postgame show that you think he's going to be a darn good one. And we caught a glimpse. We got a few last year as well. But really, the first couple of games, Winston Wright has been one of the more impressive wideouts for WVU.
Yeah, all through fall camp, he has performed and performed well, and he is just really doing what he's been doing. And the idea that, you know, you're going to go ahead, man coverage, what Oklahoma State did, all man, straight across, no safety high. And he went ahead and got that slant in there. No one's going to catch him, man, especially not a linebacker.
And just physically, I mean, there's a ton of traits there that really, I think, bode well for a long, successful career just a sophomore.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you think about what he can do, they're going to use him underneath. They're going to, you know, intermediate. But he can also go vertical from that slot position. He can beat those safeties, man. Mm-hmm. So especially in this cover four era of the Big 12, those safeties like to stay up there and help with the run. If you can do some play action and he comes out and he's going to act like he's going to block him, and then, boom, he kicks it into gear, Danny. And that's a whole other second level.
It is. And as far as you know, looking back on last week, which I'm not sure I want to do entirely a lot, I do want to turn the page. What do you think the biggest takeaway from Saturday's game was? So we can dot the I, cross the T, say it is over, and officially move on to Baylor. So give us the final word on the Cowboys' loss.
In a whole summation, one thing. I'm going to say I want our players to play like Neil Brown coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay? What does that mean? That means clean. And no penalties, thinking, focus, and being physical. Three things. I want them to play like he coaches, like I've seen him coach. And they did not do that on Saturday.
Interesting, yeah. Now, that's a great way of wrapping it up and surmising it. Give us a quick snapshot, if you would, of Baylor. New coach, new era. Obviously, Matt Rhule, yes. He leaves the program far better than he found it. A meteoric rise for him as he's now a head coach in the NFL. I was thinking about it the other night. I mean, my goodness, this guy goes from Temple and then just a handful of years, does some really remarkable things in Waco, and then probably had a few different opportunities to leave, but you waited for the right one, and the Carolina Panthers certainly is a terrific opportunity. But now, give us a breakdown of what Baylor looks like.
Well, I'll tell you what, waiting for the right one, I guess he has, but he didn't have to wait too long, that's for sure. And how many guys were trying to cling to his coattails along the way? It probably was amazing. But, you know, they have a new team, and, you know, they got Neil Brown's coming on, so let's get ready to go to him.
All right, let's listen to the head coach of the Mountaineers, Neil Brown, live inside the press conference room right now.
All right, thanks everybody for being on. I don't know. It's choppy for me. I don't know if it's choppy for you all. If so, I'll take the blame for Saturday, but not on the choppy video feed. Disappointing loss to Oklahoma State on Saturday. Too many mistakes to beat a quality opponent on the road. I think I was pretty clear about that after the game. There's a very small margin for error in this league and where we're at right now in this league, and we just made too many mistakes. I'll quickly recap and turn the page on this one. Special teams, I'll go over the negatives first and then hit the positives. Missed opportunity on a kickoff on the fumble. Hit us in the chest. We weren't able to recover it. Lost 3 points there when we dropped the snap on the field goal. And then, I thought we had three opportunities to flip the field with our punt unit, and we didn't hit great punts. The positives on special teams, I thought our kickoff coverage and our punt coverage units were really good. And then we made all of our attempted kicks, which Evan had a really good week, so that wasn't surprising. I was proud of him. Defensively, hit the negatives. We got the ball out twice and couldn't recover either one of them. Gave up 200-plus yards rushing. It's going to be tough to win when you do that. And we were only 50% on third down. The last drive took up 7 minutes and 30 seconds. They converted 4 third downs. That was a tough pill to swallow. Positives are we limited their explosive plays. They were the most explosive offense in the country last year and returned most of those pieces. We did do a good job of getting the ball out. We didn't recover it, but we got the ball out. I thought Tony Fields' interception was big. And then we did a much better job from week one getting 11 hats to the football. Some misfits and misassignments led to some of those big runs, as I stated after the game. I thought these guys played well. Alonzo Adai, Tony Fields, Darius, and Tyke Smith. I thought those guys played at a high level in that football game. Offensively, hit the negatives first. 16 negative plays. We had some critical penalties. Stalled in the – didn't really get down to the red zone where we stalled one time, but really kind of in that fringe area. Moved the ball real well up and down the field. But got stalled in the fringe area. We missed explosive plays. We got to be better. We got to be able to connect on those downfield plays. I think we were one or zero of eight. I can't remember. Positives, we ran the ball effectively. Letty went over 100 yards again. I thought he really, really played well. At three of our four wideout spots, we won our fair share of one-on-ones. Didn't always look like it on TV, I'm sure, but we won some one-on-ones. And I already talked about we moved the ball well in the open field. I thought these guys played well. Letty, I already talked about, really good job after contact. Winston Wright, well over 100 yards, huge play. I thought up front, Mike Brown and Chase Barrett played really well. Probably Mike's best game, back-to-back games. He's played well, and Chase did a really nice job in his first game of the year. And then Michael Laughlin, I thought he did some nice things blocking at the tight end position. Kind of wrap up this game. We got to learn from it, move on. It's not the outcome we wanted. Thought that we had some opportunities to win the game, and we didn't do it. So we've got to continue to get better. Not only players, coaches-wise, we've got to get better and learn from it, move on. Kind of turn the page here to Baylor. It's glad to be getting home. Kind of sad that we're not going to have fans. Glad that we are going to have fans for the Kansas game and moving forward, hopefully. Opportunity to play on national television again. Chance of redemption on national television. I think we have the same crew. Baylor was impressive in week one versus Kansas. Really dominated that game. A lot of respect for Coach Aranda. I think one of the top defensive minds in all of college football over a long period of time. Obviously coming off a national championship last year, and he's put together a great staff, two former head coaches as his coordinators, two really successful head coaches as his coordinators. And I talked about this last year, is when you turn on Baylor's tape, they're a tough physical team that runs very well. And you can tell that they have a really good culture there that Matt Rhule built, and then Coach Aranda and his staff can continue to maintain. Kind of a preview here, special teams. Their coordinator is Matt Pallage. We work together at Kentucky. He does a really nice job. He was at Lafayette the last 2 years and really helped them turn that help Billy Napier turn that program around. They had an explosive returner in Ebner, who's a running back. He took two kickoff returns for touchdowns last week. Very seldom do you see that in one game. That's impressive. Their specialists are good. Made a 47-yard field goal, and across their coverage units, athletes that run really well. And like I said, they play extremely hard on special teams, and you can tell that's part of the culture that's ingrained there. Defensively, Ron Roberts, their defense coordinator, really successful head coach. He was at Lafayette as well, helped Billy get that program going. I think they've won 10-plus games 2 years in a row there, and they're still undefeated. But really a sound defensive mind. They're aggressive, played a lot of guys up front, and caused some problems for Kansas. Their linebacker, number two, the Bernard kid, he made about every play against us last year. He really runs well. And then they're what they call their star position, number eight. I thought he played really well in the opener too. And they've got a group in the secondary that's played a lot of football, especially at corner. Offensively, coordinator's Larry Fedora, really successful head coach at Southern Miss and then at North Carolina. A lot of respect for him. They play really fast. I think the O-line, after one game, looked much improved. Charlie Brewer's a quarterback. He's a winner. Got asked about him yesterday, and that's about as good a compliment as I can give. He's a winner, and he's won at every level. Comes from a winning family. They got special talent at running back, and then they really can run on the outside. And I expect them to come try to get those guys involved early in the game. So wrapping up here, and I'll take questions. Looking forward to this. Looking forward to the preparation this week. I think it's going to say a lot about our team, how we prepare. We had a good day yesterday and work days on Tuesday and Wednesday. So with that, I'll take questions.
First question today will be from Greg Hunter. Go ahead, Greg.
So, Neil, start with the bad in terms of penalties. Not something you guys had a lot last year. Your numbers weren't bad at all, but obviously a problem this Saturday. So is it something you harp on, or is that just exacerbate the problem, or how do you correct that area?
Well, I didn't necessarily agree with all of them. But the procedure penalties and the non-aggressive penalties, those got to be eliminated because they kill yourself. And then the selfish penalties, you know, Letty had one after the whistle had blown. We got to eliminate those. The aggressive penalties, you got to be careful with. The holding penalties, there's going to be some of those. You just continue to stress technique. But where we're at right now as a program, we cannot beat ourselves, whether that's turnovers, whether it's missed assignments, penalties, we can't do that. And so we've got to get better at it. And really speaking, Greg, on those non-aggressive penalties.
Coach, we have a question sent in from John Raby, and you mentioned it earlier, Ebner, their kick returner. After seeing what he did last week, how difficult is that to defend?
Well, I mean, we're going to have to – our kickoff cover team, we think, has been a strength of ours here for the last 2 years. Thought they did a really nice job last week. Didn't do a very good job week one. And I'm sure they're licking their chops a little bit because Eastern Kentucky ran one back for a touchdown and got called back due to a penalty. But it's a great challenge for us. And we've got several starters that run down on the kickoff. And our mentality is it's the first play of our defensive series. So he did a tremendous job, really kind of went against the grain, looked like he kind of cut both of them back to the field. They had a boundary return called, and then he's fast and elusive.
Next question will be from Cody Nesper. Go ahead, Cody.
Hey, Neil. You talked about Dave Aranda, but with him in the league now, that's five first- or second-year head coaches. And I was just wondering, with that many new coaches in the league, do you think there's a possibility that as you five continue to grow and develop your programs, that we could really see the league change in the coming years?
Well, I think the league has already changed a great deal I think the defenses, and I think we've talked about this in these press conferences some in the past, but I think the defenses and the special teams play, this is still a really innovative league offensively. And it's a league, in certain games you're going to have to score a lot of points to win. But I think the defenses have really innovated as well. And then special teams play has gotten significantly better, in my opinion. And there's really good coaches here from top to bottom. You look at what Dave's done throughout his career, defensive numbers that he's put up, and in a really tough physical league in the SEC, and the same in the Big Ten. And then Ron Roberts, you know, he's a guy that probably not a lot of people maybe in our market know his name, but I can tell you in the coaching profession, extremely well thought of. Extremely well thought of, especially in the Southeast, head coach at Delta State in Southeast Louisiana, and did a phenomenal job in really high, you know, it doesn't get talked about, but he actually hired Coach Aranda as the defense coordinator there at Delta State. And the AD we had at Troy came in, and he spoke very highly of both of those guys, Jeremy McClain.
Coach, another question sent in to us, this one from Bob Hertzel. You know, you seem like the type of person that you don't take losses home with you. You know, how do you manage that? And how does your family kind of support you after those moments? And then how important is it for, you know, a loss to not get to you?
you know, Dax didn't miss any blocks. Ainsley didn't make any bad play calls, so I'm not taking it home. My 12-year-old critiques everything. So Adeline, she's got some good advice. But you can't take them home. You know, it's part of it. If you're in this business, you're going to lose some tough ones. That was a tough one. Maybe as tough as we've had here, honestly. We don't take them home, flip the page, move on. But I don't think it's fair to your family if you take them home.
Next question from Michael Sussman. Go ahead, Michael.
Now that you've had some time to watch the film and assess the play of the offensive line, how do you think they did as a unit and individually?
Well, mixed bag. I thought at times, in the interior three, we did some really nice things, created some movement. Short yardage wise, we were successful. At tackle, we've got to get better. You know, like those guys haven't played a lot of football. We got compressed, lost some one-on-ones. And so I think it was a mixed bag. I do think we're improved from last year. We got to do a better job staff-wise, myself mainly, not putting our quarterback in a position to get hit. He's got to do a better job getting rid of the ball and throwing the ball from the location in the pocket he's supposed to, which he'll get corrected.
Next up is Kevin Kinder. Go ahead, Kevin.
Coach, you mentioned correcting some of the mistakes, and obviously there's an on-field component to that. Could you tell us, especially for some of the mental aspects, how you correct those off the field, like your discussions with assistants, then them in the meeting room with their position players? How does that work through the week?
Yeah, so basically what we do is, as a staff, we watch the game. If it's an away game, we got time on the way home, so we watch it then, and then you may have a minute to kind of give them a pointer as we get off the plane. Most of the time, we'll put the comments in our computer system, and they're able to see them on Sunday. We can't meet with them, but they're able to see it on Sunday. And then we watch the game with them on Monday mornings and go over the positives and the negatives. And, you know, the learning point for this team-wise, individual players are, you know, why the details matter, how small the margin is between winning and losing. Because that game was winnable, and there were winning plays that we could have made that could have changed the outcome, and we didn't make them. And so you got to learn from those things. And then, you know, sometimes on defense, trying to do too much, you know, where you got to control your gap. If you get out of your gap and you don't do your 1/11th, then that's how runs scored out. And so that's kind of what happened. And then offensively, a lot of it is just technique issues. Not using the correct footwork up front. trying to speed through our releases at wideout when we got pressed. And some of it, they're just better than that, better than us at certain positions too. I mean, and that's part of it. We got to figure out a way as a staff to overcome some of those things. So I think there's plenty of blame to go around. You learn from it, you own your mistakes, you hold each other accountable, and then you go back to work and get it fixed and have a better plan and play better the next game.
Next question is from Chris Anderson. Go ahead, Chris.
How did you guys come out of the game as far as health-wise? I saw a couple guys have to go to the sideline, get worked out, and may not have come back in during the game.
Yeah, first of all, I thought from a physical conditioning-wise, I thought we really did a nice job. Offensively, you know, we were on the field 90-plus snaps, and I thought our guys did a, you know, especially our big guys, did a nice job of – I don't think fatigue was a factor in the game. So I guess what I'm trying to say, from an injury standpoint, Vandarius would be the one that's questionable. You know, he had the sack there and got hurt on the sack. He'd be questionable going into the game on Saturday. Everybody else, I think we came out relatively healthy.
Next question is from Ryan Pritt. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Neil, you talked a little bit even yesterday about Jarrett's performance and his toughness, obviously, that he had to display on Saturday. I was wondering what your evaluation of his decision-making was, especially in RPO situations. And I was going to ask, how much of those decisions, those RPO plays, are on his plate right now?
I don't know what the percentage it was exactly. We had a good number, I would say, in that, you know, probably 15-ish range on Saturday were RPOs. He missed a couple throws, and those are footwork. He got his feet tangled up, and really what it came down to, he's trying to rush, trying to throw the ball before the running back had cleared, and he got his feet tangled up. We missed two that would have been big plays. He had a couple where he didn't have his eyes in the right spot. But you're never going to be perfect on those. You know, I mean, honestly, there's a lot that goes into it. Some of it's post snap. And so those are really bang bang plays that you're not going to be perfect on. But we do, we run a good bit of them. We'll continue to run a good bit of them. You know, decision-making overall, was, he can be better. I don't think it was poor, but he can definitely be better.
Next question is from Chuck Landon. Go ahead, Chuck.
Go ahead, Chuck. Yeah, it says Chuck's muted right there on the screen.
Chuck, you can unmute.
There you go. All right, just move on.
We'll go to John Antonic. Go ahead, John.
I was doing some quick research here while you were talking, and looks like the vast majority of their experiences up front on the offensive line ran for 200 yards against Kansas. Is there a concern there that they're going to try to possess the ball and try to reduce the game a little bit with what they've got?
Well, I think they want to run the football. That's, you know, Coach Fedor is always ran the football, played with tempo, and they'll throw it too. But, you know, with the talent they have at running back, you know, people try to get their best players the ball, and those running backs are special. So we do anticipate them coming in and establishing the run. The O-line is better for sure. I thought they played. That's the thing that stuck out to me watching the game, just watching Baylor over the summer and then watching them their first football game here, is their O-line's much improved.
Brewer, a running quarterback, too. That's a concern, too.
Yeah, he makes plays with his feet. He does. He extends plays. They'll run him a little bit. Where he really hurts you is on call pass plays when he scrambles and breaks the pocket.
We'll go to Mike Kazaza. Go ahead, Mike.
Neil, how are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I have two for you. Your defense, I think, probably wanted to do more to affect their offensive line and the quarterback, but I'm not sure if that was where you wanted it to, but I'm also not sure it could have gotten there because of how they called it and how quick the quarterback took care of things. I don't know how you interpret that. And then the second one, you said nobody yesterday wants your opinion on the rules thing about the stats for quarterbacks rushing and passing. Yeah. I'd like to hear your opinion on that.
All right, so I'll talk first of all about the schematically what we were trying to do against Oklahoma State. We play a little bit of a light box to try to take away the explosive play, especially Tylan Wallace. Really run. We knew they were trying to get him the ball. We had a good feel for where he would be at, so we tried to play some coverage to take him. We knew he'd get some catches, but we were trying to take the shot plays out. So we played a little bit, probably a gap down sometimes in the box against them. But where we got in trouble is our fitters were late a couple times, and then on at least four occasions we got out of our gap and gave up. You know, one of them was the touchdown, the long touchdown, and then three other plus 10 runs because of that. But that was we played a lot of three-man front against them. We slanted some. We're still trying to, you know, we've only had Tony Fields, and he's really talented. We've only had him for a short amount of time. We're trying to figure out exactly what's the best way that he likes to see the game, you know. And so we're a little bit of work in progress there. As far as the rules, I got as far as stats go, is I got two things that I think that, you know, and I don't even know who you complain to on this, but so the first one is what you're talking about, and it's lost yards, you know, rushing, okay? And what they do is they deduct your sacks from your rushing yards, which to me, it's a pass play, so it should be sack yardage. It should be a separate stat. They should come off your total offensive yards, but not necessarily your rushing yards, because it's misleading. It's no different if it's a pass play and the quarterback takes it off and runs on a pass play and it's behind and he gets tackled behind the line of scrimmage. You know what they call that? A sack. Even though it's really, you know what I mean? Like, it comes off. It doesn't. But anyway, so in my opinion, all right, you run the football for 131 yards, I think is what we ran it for. The sack yardage shouldn't come out. If you have a run play and you get tackled for minus two, that's a tackle for a loss. That comes off your rushing yards. My other pet peeve statistically is a ball's completed, all right, or it's a really good throw. Let's say the ball's caught, tipped up, defender catches it, all right, or it's a ball that goes right through an eligible receiver's hands into a defensive back's. In my opinion, that should be something other than an interception that goes on the quarterback stats, because that ball, that interception wasn't necessarily his fault, so it shouldn't show up in his individual stats. So that's my thoughts on two of the stats.
Have time for two more questions here. We'll go to Greg Hunter. Go ahead, Greg.
Coach, personnel question on guys who didn't play. Sam Brown, I don't think got any snaps Saturday. And then Sean Martin, I know you said he was contact trace the first game, but I don't know if he made the trip this week.
So Sean Martin did not make the trip. Yesterday was his first practice back. He got cleared on Friday, came out of contact tracing, on Friday. So he's back and getting back in the mix this week. And then Sam Brown was just a coach's decision.
And Chuck, we'll go back to you to try it again.
All right. Hey, Neil, during the post game, you were all. How do you fix that?
I didn't hear the question, Chuck. I'm sorry, it broke up.
How do you fix the four fumble problem? How do you fix that you didn't recover any?
Well, the one on kickoff, you can practice, because we got to it. We were the first ones to get to it. Man, it hit off our chest. So we worked that. We do a takeaway circuit every single day we practice, and we worked that. So the other two we didn't get to. You know, they were on the ground, and their offensive lineman, it was right at their feet, and they fell on both of them. So there's not much you can do. I believe if you strain, and I think if you continue to do the right things over and over, that ball will bounce your way a little bit. And so I think that's what we got to do. We got to strain and prepare better. And if we do those things, then I think that ball bounced to us.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
All right. Thank you all.
So there is Neil Brown. You just heard from the head coach of the Mountaineers. And, Wolf, sounds like it's going to be a very judicious week of practice where an already detailed-oriented coach is going to really hone in, zero in on the little things. And we just heard that, you know, the final question there, and Neil certainly did not like the fact that the ball was on the ground plenty of times. West Virginia was unable to to use those as true takeaways here. So there's a lot of things that I think are going to be paid quite a bit of attention to here over the next couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. And number one probably is the penalty issue and being focused about what you're doing. You have to have body control, understand what you're absolutely doing on the field as it relates to your technique, your tackling. All those things go into it. I mean, there is a subconsciousness that goes into your training, and you have to be aware of it so you are not creating the penalties. Obviously, you have to make your chances. You have to make opportunities for yourself. And when you see that ball on the ground, you got to do everything you can and struggle to get it. And, you know, sometimes it's the way the ball bounces, because that ball, you never know which way it's going to bounce. But when it does bounce off your chest, you know, that is an opportunity lost. And that's what he's talking about, especially on that kickoff missed opportunity. So, again, the team is young, man. And I keep saying that, and people go, oh, Wolf, it's your youth. Well, this is growing pains, and this is the reality of what happens when you do have a young team. And so when you go ahead and go with that, you have to expect with the ups, you also got to expect the downs. Now, let's start building and building and building, right? That old choo-choo train, Danny, going up the mountain. You know, I can. Keep going.
Well, and we will at day's end. Stand by. We'll chat with Jared Parker when we return. Stay with us here on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. It's presented to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Also, receiver Winston Wright will stop by as well. We'll be back in just a moment here on the Mountaineer Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Hey, everybody. It's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
At Encova Insurance, we encircle you with insurance solutions you can trust. We provide coverage to protect what you care about. Business insurance, including workers' compensation, auto, home, and life insurance. What makes us unique? Our superior financial strength, smart technology, a one-stop shop for custom-tailored solutions. Encova 360, our approach to workers' compensation and local decision-making. We are Encova Insurance. Visit Encova.com for more information.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. You've heard from the head coach. Now let's hear from a West Virginia assistant coach. Once again, here's Dan Zangrilli.
And this segment is brought to you by our friends at Farmer Klein and Campbell. If you're injured in an accident, call Farmer Klein and Campbell. They are West Virginia's injury lawyers. Dan and Wolf back with you. You heard from head coach Neil Brown. And if you did miss any of this, for those on the radio side, we will be podcasting this. It will be available on our Twitter timeline, WVUMSN, or wherever podcasts are found. Happy to be joined on the phone right now by Jared Parker, West Virginia's offensive coordinator. Coach Parker, thanks for being with us. Appreciate the time. And I want to talk almost exclusively about Baylor here in this particular segment, but one question as it pertains to Oklahoma State, and he'll be joining us here in just a moment. Receiver Winston Wright, obviously he had the only touchdown, but really a good game all in all. What type of progress has the sophomore made, Coach?
What we'll always allude to, I think that Winston's kind of reaping the good habits that he's sown, and no surprise to me or Coach Brown or anybody, I think that he played at a high level and can even make up more ground and play even better. You know, so we've discussed how he can continue to improve and stay hungry, but he's really grown up in his habits and having a plan to win, and especially having a plan against man coverage, which was a heavy game of that last weekend. And his ability to run and separate after the catch kind of allowed him to come out of some stuff and really play big. And so I think just him learning and having a plan and developing really good habits is kind of starting to pay off.
What can you tell us about Coach Aranda? Obviously a great defensive mind. He's got the ring from LSU. In one game, I understand, it's not a ton to be able to see what a first-year head coach wants to do or what those fingerprints are going to be. I'm not sure how much of LSU has infiltrated what Baylor was able to do in their victory against Kansas.
Sure. I think, as you said, I mean, he's got a tremendous reputation as a defensive football coach, and you can see his, as you said, fingerprints on the defense. Those guys have known each other a long time, Coach Roberts and all that with the defensive staff. So, that you know, you see those things even in game one. It's a little bit of a tough thing to judge it all through just because there's only one game of stuff in a first-year head coach coming over. But we know, you know, Coach Brown's got a lot of background with going against him in different places at Troy and Texas Tech as well, in different places. So there's a tremendous amount of respect for them, and they do a great job and certainly proved that in week one for them.
Yeah, hey, Coach, when you look back at Oklahoma State and the man coverage that you saw, what do you think that Baylor's looking at? And do you think that you'll see more man coverage or more zone coverage? What do you think you're going to get from the Baylor Bears?
Yeah, you know what? Good question. It's, you know, everything that Oklahoma State did to us, a lot of it we fully expected. In a lot of ways, we did some very sound and solid things against beating man coverage. But, you know, when you have small detail issues that show up in windows that are always closer, everything is harder against man and zero because windows are tighter. And so the little details of everything show up. And then you've got to beat it consistently, and we've got to do a better job at that at the wideout position. And so this week you fast forward and say that they have the ability and have shown a very aggressive mentality through his history to be able to play zero and single high coverage and man coverage as well. So we fully expect to be challenged and be put in similar positions this week as we did last, and we're going to have to answer that bell a little bit better in order to get the results we want.
Yeah, great, solid points. And getting to the ground game now is that Letty Brown, you know, again, hit the 100-yard mark, a little bit over. He's running really well, and, you know, he had some offensive linemen do some nice jobs there in the blocking. And, again, you know, it came back to a little bit of the sacks there that took away from the team rushing yardage. But, again, as you're making progress, it was obvious to show, I guess, a very stout defensive front and confusing defensive front.
Absolutely, I think, and it is. I caught the tail end of what Coach Brown was saying. It is. We have to be better and get the result we all want, right? But you sure have to build on the truth and the positives, too, so we can continue to make strides. And I think everybody would recognize that we certainly, as a group on offense, ran the football better. You know, and to have a 100-yard rusher against that veteran defense with as much looks and variations of looks and movement and the things they put on us, there's a lot to build there, you know. And so we were very, very pleased with some of the strides we took in rushing the football, and especially with how Letty and both Sinkfield are both playing. And now mm-hmm. it's just a matter of taking more steps to get even more out of that. But certainly some strides made in rushing the football against a tough front.
Yeah, and you've got the track record of being able to throw the football with a collection of receivers and the quarterback that you have under center in Jared Daigie. So looking forward to a really productive week. Coach Parker, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on our program, and we wish you all the best against Baylor on Saturday, and we're looking for brighter days ahead.
We're looking forward to it. We appreciate the support. We'll get out there and do better.
All right, that's West Virginia assistant coach, offensive coordinator Jared Parker. Well, one of the stars of Saturday's game, he had the only touchdown, wide receiver Winston Wright. So stay with us. Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to the sophomore wideout after this here on the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. It's presented to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. This is the Mountaineer Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Shorter days and cooler nights, and the sweet sounds of fans chanting Hail WV can only mean one thing. It's football season, and now at GoMart, you can play along in-store while WVU plays on the field with the Mountaineer First and Goal Contest. Rush to score a touchdown as you gain yards by purchasing qualifying items each month. The best part, gear up for next season with GoMart's monthly WVU giveaways. Leading up to the ultimate win, a tailgate and tickets package, or a game during the 2021 football season. Go to GoMart.com for more details.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company. Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
Throughout the state of West Virginia, you're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Alongside Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And this segment is brought to you by CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work. Winston Wright had the only touchdown in a tough loss on Saturday against Oklahoma State. He joins us live on the telephone right now. Winston, thanks so much for being with us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, hey, it's a pleasure, Winston. And let's get right into it, and let's talk about what your job is and what you've been doing for this offense here, because what I've seen through fall camp in the first two games is, you know, you're getting some underneath action, you're getting the intermediate routes, but you're also the vertical man. And when you went and hit that catch for the touchdown, is you were just, I think you were doing a slant, but it was against the zero man coverage. There was no safety high. So once you broke through and caught that, you were gone, man.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I mean, what when you were gone, when you felt that, when did you know when you hit that? What did you feel, and when did you know you were going to score a touchdown?
When I seen the play call, I knew they were going to be playing man, so I knew I had to beat the safety. And the route that I ran, I had to read the linebacker also. So I kind of pushed the route further than what it was supposed to be. And once I broke leverage off the safety, I seen nobody was in front. So I just used my speed the rest of the way.
Yeah, you surely did. And what I call that is putting into jet gear, because there was one guy that tried. He went for your legs. It was actually, it was Malcolm Rodriguez, the linebacker. And there's just no way a linebacker is going to get that from him. There's just, it's right. Not going to happen. But, you know, that was a great job, Winston. We need more plays from you like that, buddy. So just keep going.
Yes, sir.
Winston Wright is with us. So, Winston, do you have any idea what you're going to expect from Baylor defensively? New head coach, obviously, very good defensive mind with LSU. What sort of game plan do you think they'll throw our way?
We had meetings with our receiver coach yesterday, and on film they're pretty. Everybody in the secondary pretty fast, and they like to play man-to-man too. So I think we're going to get man-to-man and a little bit of zone like Oklahoma State showed us. So it's probably going to be similar.
How do you think we do with man coverage, Winston?
I think we have gotten better since last year. With Coach Parker, he's teaching us how to break the junction points and how to get open.
Yeah, hey, Winston, now, let me ask this. What is the key against man coverage for you? Let's just go with you personally. What is your keys to get open, and what does it take? I mean, are you just trying to hit the quick ins, the quick outs? I mean, it's physical, man. They're on top of you. How do you go ahead and separate yourself from them?
Well, Coach Parker, he teaches me you have to set the defender's feet. So once you set his feet, he's already behind. So it doesn't matter what speed you are. Like, once you set the defender's feet, like, you're gonna win.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward
to aim at.
Yeah, we're looking forward to watching you, Winston. As we did on Saturday, more of those days are hopefully ahead, and I'm actually certain that they'll be ahead for you. So all the best on Saturday. Looking forward to seeing you continue to grow here against Baylor. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
That's Winston Wright, West Virginia wideout, the only touchdown for WVU on Saturday. So looking forward to big games that he provided and many more.
Danny, I've been expecting him to break out for a long time, especially watching his fall camp.
Right,
and you know what? He's right there, and he's a fine young man, and I wish him all the best. We wish him all the best. I'm sure you're part of that, Danny.
All righty. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Civil and Environmental Consultants, or CEC, is an employee-owned engineering and environmental consulting firm. At CEC, people come first, whether that's our clients, our employees, or our fellow citizens. It's why we listen intently and work harder to learn our clients' business. It's why we prioritize the career development of every individual on our team, and it's why we're invested in the success of our local communities. People are why we do what we love and love what we do. CEC, West Virginians doing West Virginia's work. Visit CECinc.com for more. That's CECinc.com.
Morgantown's number one new home builder and the official home builder of WVU Athletics, Dan Ryan Builders, builds award-winning homes for Mountaineers and their fans. Make your first home or your last home a dream home by Dan Ryan Builders. Dan Ryan Builders and WVU, a winning combination. Let's go, Mountaineers! Visit DanRyanBuilders.com to learn more.
Dan Ryan Builders, better value, better living.
Welcome back. It's the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. Final segment here for you, Dale Wolfley. What do you got? What does West Virginia have to get right on Saturday afternoon?
Well, I'll tell you that. Sorry, guys. It's a joke off the air. But, you know, honestly, West Virginia has to really clean up. And like I said, I'm going to finish with what I started off with, and that is they have to play like Coach Brown coaches. And that's the truth of it. And so I think all the coaches understand that. And I think the players now, having gone through the Big 12 for one game and facing a tough Big 12 opponent, I think they surely understand that.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. As far as some early keys to victory here against Coach Aranda's defense, what do we know? I mean, you've got one game on film. Do we know, I guess, at this juncture, who Baylor is? Obviously, they've been COVID-stricken. They don't have the film on themselves that they have on us. So what are you looking for there?
Well, I think we're getting a mixture of man coverage, getting a mixture of zone, too, as well, because I think they do like to mix it up. And again, as you know, looking at that defensive front that they did, I think you're going to see some games being played, trying to take advantage of that. And, you know, offensively, you know, you got to control Charlie Brewer. I mean, he's
third. Still here, is he?
Yeah, he's still here. He's a senior. Here. He's third in all-time of passing yardage with 7,884 yards.
Crazy.
I mean, he has 52 touchdowns, 20 picks, and 18 rushing touchdowns. So if you shut him down, guess what? You know what? Maybe you have some opportunities there. And the rushing game they have is pretty good, too. They rush over 200 yards against Kansas.
Yeah, right. So that'll do it for us. Be sure to stay tuned to WVUsports.com. Of course, we have Neil Brown's show Thursday evening from 6 until 8. We'll be on the air bright and early, 8:30 a.m., 3.5 hours of pregame coverage with the Gomard Mountaineer Tailgate Show leading you up to the 12 o'clock blastoff on ABC television. Also, the Mountaineer Insider Podcast. Be sure to stay tuned for that. I speak with Jeff Castile and Tony Fields. Great guests on the Mountaineer Insider dropping Thursday morning. That'll do it for us. For Dale Wolfley, Dan Zangrilli, and all of our guests, Hail West Virginia. Let's go Mountaineers. The Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration on MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company.
Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
Are you ready to play in a whole new way? Try the game that's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Keno Go! Step 1, go to a local retailer. Step 2, create a digital playslip with a lottery app or fill out a paper playslip. Step 3, watch the Keno Go drawing. Draws take place every 3 minutes. Watch at a retailer or watch on the go in the app. It's fast and fun with a chance to win up to $100,000. So start playing a whole new way today with the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly. At a distance.
You've been listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Today's show has been brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers, Farmer Klein and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECinc.com. That's CECinc.com. Be sure to log on to WVUSports.com to listen to this program in its entirety on demand. Also, be sure to download the WVU Game Day app, a must-have for West Virginia University fans. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.